In Young Forever, best-selling author Dr. Mark Hyman presents the definitive guide to reversing disease, easing pain, and living younger, longer. Reimagine your health with dozens of science-based, easy-to-follow diet and lifestyle tips. This book will revolutionize how we approach aging, raves Think Like a Monk author Jay Shetty. Read it today. Young Forever is available in hardcover, ebook, and audio wherever books are sold.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell on this Sunday, February 26th. And my topic for this podcast is Wuhan lab leak most likely caused the coronavirus pandemic. That's right, folks. You heard me right. So it's coming out in the news. It's been in the New York Times today, in the Washington Post, and all over Fox, CNN even. Even on the fake news outlets like CNN and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, you get the message that the conclusion now is that the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, was created in a lab. So what are we going to do about it, folks? This is what they concluded. New intelligence has prompted the Energy Department to conclude that an accidental laboratory leak in China most likely caused the coronavirus pandemic, though U.S. spy agencies remain divided over the origins of the virus. And that's what they just said today, folks. The conclusion was a change from the department's earlier position that it was undecided on how the virus emerged. But you've heard me discuss it. Folks, you people that's been following me before I had a podcast in October of 2021, you already know. You are already right here with me. You have followed me from Ocala's Conspiracy Forum, which is my Facebook group. You can join it now. Look for Ocala Conspiracy Forum. You heard me talk about this. You heard me predict this in 2015 and 2016, and some of you said I was crazy. I told you a virus was going to be the depopulation. I told you that the vaccine was going to be the weapon of mass depopulation. And that's exactly what happened. But anyway, remember, it was supposed to be fake news. Remember when people were saying this is a lab leak? Remember, if you said it was a lab leak, you were pretty much a racist. You were pretty much a Trump supporter. You're pretty much a Trumper. You're going to destroy America with your conspiracy theories. And now the chickens come home to roost, so to speak. Now they're telling you what they already knew. And that's the thing. They're making it sound like they just figured it out. Listen, guys. They already knew this was a fucking lab leak. Okay. So, again. So let me go on. So some officials briefed on the intelligence said that it was relatively weak and that the Energy Department conclusion was made with low confidence. So, again, they don't want this information out there, folks. All goes to show you that this shit is a cover-up. It's a cover-up because you know what? You know, you hear Joe Biden and this administration talk about America being a superpower. No. Maybe under Donald Trump they were. We are not a superpower. That's what they're spoon-feeding you. They're bamboozling you. They think you're a fucking idiot. We are no longer the superpower of the world. You know who is? Fucking China, bitches. China could fucking come down our streets in this country and fucking own us. I'm telling you, Americans are fucking lazy and clueless. You're all stuck in your fucking devices and you're at home playing video games. You have some of these males that are 20 and 20 years old that are supposed to be Billy Badass. These motherfuckers can't even change a tire on the side of the road. They don't even know how to, they don't even know what size cables to jump the car of what's positive and negative. I see it all the time. All the fucking time. China is preparing a fucking war one day. And trust me, motherfuckers better learn how to fucking speak Mandarin. I hope you motherfuckers like Chinese food, bitches. Because while we're sitting over here fucking ungrateful for being blessed to be born in America, these motherfuckers are ready to take us over. Don't think it can't happen here, bitches. Did you think that motherfuckers thought they were going to be gassed and fucking thrown in a boxcar by Adolf Hitler? No, bitches. Fucking wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. We are not the superpower of the world. Fucking China is. Get it in your fucking head. I'm just trying to tell you. This fucking country, these motherfuckers at the top of the pyramid are fucking bankrupting this country. That motherfucking Joe Biden just sent like another fucking $100 billion to Ukraine last week? The fuck's that about? So again, the China virus, just like fucking Trump said, and they got mad because Trump called it a China virus. Well, it fucking is from China, bitch. It's not fucking racist to say so. They try to keep a lid on this shit. But you know what? People are waking the fuck up. I know some of you out there are fucking waking up. But some of you are walking around with your head in your ass. You want to fucking deny that this country is selling you out. All that tax money and you're fucking going to work and doing the right thing. And fucking our president just ships pallets of cash to a fucking other country. Did you fucking sign off on that? I didn't. I'm just saying, folks. So anyway, Jake Sullivan, which is a national security advisor, declined to confirm the intelligence. Of course he did. Of course he did. Because that's a national security advisor to President Biden. Sleepy Joe Biden. Remember on Hunter's laptop, they called Joe Biden the big guy. He's the one that got 10% of the money from China. Y'all don't fucking see the connection here? These motherfuckers are laughing their ass off all the way to the bank. While we are out here doing the right thing, busting our asses, trying to make a living, they're not doing the right thing, and they're stealing all the money. All I'm telling you is, it cannot continue. America will fall, folks. So anyway, Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, as I said, declined to confirm the intelligence. But he said President Biden had ordered that the national labs be brought into the effort to determine the origins of the outlook so that the government was using every tool it had. Do you all buy that? No. That's just smoke and fucking mirrors, folks. Smoke and mirrors, folks. In addition, the Energy Department, the FBI, has also concluded with moderate confidence that the virus first emerged accidentally from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses. Four other intelligence agencies and the National Intelligence Council have concluded, it says, with low confidence, that the virus most likely emerged through natural transmission. The security advisor, Mr. Sullivan, the ass kisser, said those divisions remain. There's a variety of views in the intelligence community. Some elements of the intelligence community have reached conclusions on one side, some on the other. A number of them have said they just don't have enough information to be sure. Mr. Sullivan said if more information was learned, the administration would report it to Congress and the public. Right. So he went on. But right now, there's not a definite answer that has emerged from the intelligence community on this question. Bull fucking shit. I call bull fucking shit. It's already fucking released. On the fucking news, New York Times, Washington Post. Okay, I read so much shit I read on the fucking daily. I know some of you think that I'm fucking low intelligence, but I'm not. Some of you motherfuckers have no idea the amount of information I read on the daily. Why? Because I fucking care about this country. You have a fucking $1,000 device in your pocket. Stop fucking playing pocket rocket video games and start fucking using it and fucking educate yourself how this fucking country, this top of the pyramid, White House, the administration, is fucking you in the ass. It's the easiest way I can fucking tell you. They don't give a shit about the American people, folks. It's up to you to pay attention to what's happening. And I'm just saying, this fucking coronavirus was made to fucking kill you. Not so much the virus, but that's why they pushed the vaccine. Never in a history of... I've been on this fucking planet for over 50 years, folks. Never was there any kind of vaccine ever forced on us to take it. Remember, people lost their jobs. They lost their livelihood. People's careers were destroyed. people were fired because they didn't roll up their sleeve and accept the jab. Doesn't that fucking ring bells? Doesn't that fucking throw up a red flag to you that something is different here? And a lot of you motherfuckers still got the jab? The fuck is wrong with y'all? Now chickens are coming home to roost. Motherfuckers have myocarditis. I think myocarditis is what I think I got it right. A heart defect. And as I said before, this is real shit, folks. Look this shit up. All across the country it's happening. Fucking people with heart problems in their early 20s, in their 20s, dropping dead, fucking playing soccer. And they want to fucking normalize it? And you guys that are believing it, you're actually believing this shit? I didn't know some of you were this fucking stupid. And as I said, I got proof. I got friends that work in the hospitals here. You wouldn't believe the shit they tell me. These people are coming in the emergency department holding their chest. You're talking 21, 22 years old. And then they end up putting them on a fucking medication because now they have called afibrillation at 2021. Now they got a fucking heart condition, literally a heart condition caused by the vaccines. This is fact, folks, not bullshit fact. Heart condition caused by the vaccine at fucking 18, 19, and 20 years old. Now for the rest of their life, they got to take medication. How is that fair? They would have been better off without the coronavirus vaccine. End of fucking story. I'm just saying, folks, and who knows what the end game with all this is. We're only 3 years out of the fucking coronavirus pandemic. How many more other people have to fucking suffer? How many people? Now they want to say this shit was made in a lab. No fucking shit. I fucking said it was made in a lab when the fucking shit happened. I knew this was a fucking bioweapon. This was a bioweapon. This was a terrorist bioweapon released by China on the United States of America. I'll say it again. This was a bioweapon terrorist virus released by China on the American people. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was, folks. So you have to understand that. That's some serious shit. That's some serious shit to think about too. And that's just the best thing that I can tell you. Is research this shit. Go online. And you'll see today that it was released to the public. That coronavirus was made in a lab. How fucking nuts is that? I've been telling you this all along. So again, I hit the nail on the fucking head. Thank you for listening to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. And I will talk to you soon.